the 13th, will start at 6 o'clock, and the 14th will start at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. So be here for that if you can. If you'll turn to James chapter 1, look at verse, we're going to look at verse 17, 18, but go back up to verse 15. He says, then when lust hath conceived, it bring forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bring forth death. And the Lord gives us a warning in verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. In verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Now, when we look at this, we want to look this morning at the blessings of God. God blesses all of us. He blesses every one of us. And it all blessings with God started with the gospel. It started with Jesus Christ. It started long before the world was ever created, when God selected a remnant to be his children, gave them to Jesus Christ, and in time brought his son, Jesus Christ, from the womb of Mary, let him live on this earth, and then he gave his life for our sins. That's the biggest blessing, most powerful blessing we could have ever received. The gospel is the most important message in the world because it's the, God, it's the message of salvation. You cannot be saved if you do not hear and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you go back to 1 Corinthians 15, I'm not going there real quickly, and you read that, it will tell you that Paul says, this is by the gospel which I was saved. And if God, if Paul was saved that way, that's the way we're saved. So after that comes many blessings. Think about it. Just give yourself a minute and think about the blessings of God. In 5 seconds, can you tell me 5 blessings you've had this week from God? In 10 seconds, can you tell me 10? In 60 seconds, can you tell me 60? You say, well, Pastor, that's not much time. Well, that's because we don't think fast enough. We don't remember God throughout the week. If we had these things, I could probably ask you, tell me 5 things you did this week. Tell me 10 things you did this week. Tell me 60 things you've done this week. And you could probably sit down and tell me most of them. But the blessings of God, we ignore sometimes. We don't look for them. We don't see them in our lives. But every day of our life, God is blessing us. I have an introduction, and I have a message, and it is long, so I'm going to get right into it. The Bible is full of truths. And as Christians, I sometimes call them diamonds hid in the scriptures. Blessings of God, truth of God. All of them are the same, whether truth or blessings, they're blessings from God, aren't they? And we overlook them because we just don't look for them. We don't see them. When we study, we read the scriptures, we might search a few things. But how deep do we actually get in the Word of God? How much do we actually listen to the Word of God and dig deep into the Word of God to find the truth, the truth? Our blessings. The truth of God's word is our blessings. And we overlook them. We almost always never think of pausing to examine them. We mostly take them for granted. But in taking them for granted, we also lose much. When we meet, when they meet us in our reading or in our hearing of the scriptures, they are apt to fall dead on our ears. Because we just don't hear them. We don't see them. We're not looking for them. If you go into a diamond mine, you'll walk over diamonds if you're not looking for them, aren't you? We also lose much because of that. And when they meet us in our reading, I'm sorry, I fall down here, we receive a vague meaning of them because we're not digging deep into them. We're not listening to them. We're not hearing them. We never, perhaps, interpret them to ourselves. You don't have to interpret the world. You have to interpret them to yourself. In this, we miss so many of God's blessings because we just don't see them. We don't recognize them because we don't know them, because we haven't studied to see them in God's scriptures. We don't hold them dearly in our hearts because we fail to see the true meaning or overlook them altogether in the scriptures. We fail to see God's commandments. We fail to understand the blessings of God. Because his blessings are in our receiving the word of God in truth. We sometimes want to tell the scriptures what to say instead of hearing what God says to us. God or God's blessings are not temporal, but eternal. Even if some of them are temporal, our use of them have eternal rewards to them and blessings to us. And blessings to God. God gives us and we receive and we return those blessings and bringing glory to God through them. I don't know who J.H. Text is, but it's one of the icons, commentaries in one of my Bible programs I have. And I read this on his. I'm going to read it to you real quickly. No one can read the Holy Scripture without being struck by the variety of gifts which are bestowed by God. It was he who breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, so that that man became a living soul. Whenever we see life, life is the plant. And then the bird that sings to us, or the little child that is playing in our nursery. There we see the handiwork of God. He makes men able to seek out curious inventions and gives us also what is beautiful and wonderful in art. But God's greatest and most glorious gift is the gift of his beloved and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is only in Christ that all these heavenly gifts and graces are ours, only in Christ. Most people don't receive these blessings. We do. We're so blessed. Sins are forgiven. Hearts renewed. Righteousness and adoption. Honor and immortality. And inheritance incorruptible. And eternal weight of glory. Romans 8:28 applies to us. We often fail to see the blessings in this single verse. Read it again. Look at what it truly says. But they are deep. The blessings of God are deep. We have to search for them. We have to dig for them. We have to want to understand them. We have to pray to God to show them to us. It is a fact that everything God gives us is good. He promised that, didn't he, in Romans 8:28. Do we see that in everything? He not gives us trials, sorrow, separation, sickness, bereavement, death, and yes, all this are good gifts from our Father. Just because we do not see them doesn't make it not true. It doesn't make it not true because we don't see the blessings of God in everything in our life. The Lord said that everything in our life is a blessing from God. Our Heavenly Father has done so much for us in our life from bringing us, Jesus Christ, to this world to die on that cross for our sins, to allow him to be put into a grave for 3 days and 3 nights, to raise him from the grave and ascend him back up and set him on the right hand, Father, on high. And now he isn't just sitting there, folks. He's continually making intercessions for us. He's continually bringing us to the Father, talking to the Father for us on our behalf, continuously. Things that happen better in our lives are good sometimes. I talk many times about you might miss an airplane flight somewhere you have to be. It's essential you get there, and all of a sudden the plane crashes. And then you realize, hey, that's a blessing from God. Two people just did that, didn't they? A plane crashed about a week ago, and two people missed the plane, and they weren't on the plane, and it crashed and killed everybody aboard, and they praised God that they were still alive and well. We just don't look for those things and things that happen. Well, the Lord caused it, so therefore there's something good in it for me, right? So let's go to our text, and we're going to go to Hebrews 7 next. Our first point is, every good gift and perfect gift is from above. Any gift from God is good. So all the gifts from God are good for us. The Lord just told us in Romans 8:28, if you read it, that all things work together for the good, all things, everything, every possible detail of everything in life. Because every gift God gives us is good. God said in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, and without all contradiction, and less is blessed of the better. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed the better. We don't always understand things, but we know we're blessed, don't we? It's without contradiction. First, without all contradiction means this is a point about which there can be no dispute. We can't dispute the Word of God because it's without contradiction, isn't it? Second, it is the fact that He blessed us greater than that. Excuse me. He blessed us. He that blessed us is greater than that respect that he is blessed by him. Melchizedek, the high priest, blessed Abraham. Melchizedek was greater than Abraham. God blesses us, and God is greater than we all are. Jesus was greater than Melchizedek, wasn't he? He was greater than, a lot of people say Jesus was Melchizedek. I'm not going to debate. Maybe, probably was. But anyway, to say that Jesus was greater than Abraham, wasn't he? Because he says, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham existed, I was. God blesses us. And God is greater than we are. Jesus was greater than we are. And everything they done for us was done for us as a blessing to us. All the way from eternity past when God chose us, all the way to when he gave us to Jesus, all the way to history when he created everything. When Adam and Eve fell, the world become dark, the world become evil. But what's the greater blessing of that? The greater blessing of that is God got glory from it, didn't he? God gets glory from everything. Our main purpose in life is blessings are given to us to show the glory of God. And God gets glory from everything. Believe me, he does. We may not know about it, may not see it, but he does. The less, that is us, are blessed of the better, that is he, God. His blessings is to us because of his grace to us. We just don't see them. We fly right through the scriptures and we don't recognize them. Every truth in God's word is a blessing to understand. You know why? The world can't understand them. We can because the Holy Spirit shows it to us. Well, the Holy Spirit's not showing that to me. Are you searching for it? Are you digging for it? Are you praying to find it? We have to search to find. As my father-in-law used to tell the churches in his preaching, God doesn't just open our heads and pour knowledge in. We have to go to the scriptures, just like we would go to a diamond mine, and we have to dig and dig and dig and dig and dig until we find it. Second, since God is the giver of all blessings or gifts, he is greater and we are the lesser in everything in life. We need to remember that whatsoever blessing we have, it is of the grace of God. Even if we feel We worked it all out in our lives. Just because you worked it out in your lives doesn't mean it's not a blessing, right? Just because you've done something doesn't mean it's not a blessing. If we sit down and study the Word of God, we will learn that everything we are, everything we have done, everything we have accomplished, everything we have in life is a blessing from God. No matter how good or small it is, how great or lesser it is all a blessing from God. This church is a blessing from God. Where else are you going to go in this town and learn the truth? Brother Medic and his family drive 70 miles to get here every Sunday and 70 miles back home. Because this is the only place they can worship that's close to them. That's what your sacrifices you make, because you understand that, don't you? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you will. We have to understand that everything we are in life as Christians is a gift of God. My ministry. Well, I ain't the greatest preacher in the world. I ain't got the greatest mind in the world, I understand. I'm my own worst critic. Everything I know, everything I do is a gift from God. I praise God for it. I praise God for this church. I praise God that I'm allowed to pastor this church. I praise God that I'm allowed to preach in this church and teach in this church. I praise God for my opportunities in life. Because I know that what I am, God hath made me. Paul knew that too in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Listen to this closely. This is the Apostle Paul talking here. One of the greatest men in the New Testament time. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And in grace, which is bestowed upon me, was not in vain. You say, well, God's grace is never in vain. God's grace is in vain sometimes. God does things for us. God shows us. And we ignore. And that kid is about to fall in that nursery right there. There ain't nobody in there, I don't think. But anyway, God's grace is greater than we all. God's grace is the greatest thing we have. And we cannot allow it to be used in vain. He said, but I labor more abundantly than they all, Paul said. I worked harder than they all, and Paul considered himself lesser than those. And he tells us he thinks himself lesser because of his past, doesn't he? Of what he used to be, a Saul of Tarsus. Yes, not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Not me, but the grace and blessings of God that was bestowed upon me is why I am what I am. People in our life, their blessings, let me catch up my allergies here. People in our life, their blessings from God are extended to us. I may bless you. You may bless me. We may bless each other. But we're all blessing God. If we're not blessing God, we're doing it in vain. Let me say again. If we're not blessing God in what we are doing in life, we are doing it in vain. The blessings are not ours. The blessings are not about us. The blessings is not to build us up and make us shine, to make us glory. The blessings God gives us is to bless God. Those blessings that God gives us are returned to Him. They circle back. Paul said, I labored more abundantly than they all. He wasn't bragging there. He just telling the facts. You know, sometimes the facts are we work hard. We work harder than anybody else. And we don't recognize that as a bragging point. He says, yet not I. He didn't recognize it as a bragging point, did he? No, because he says, but the grace of God that is with me. I was only that because of God. I was only that because of who God was. And I am not. I am not going to brag on myself. I'm going to brag on the Lord. What happened there? The blessings of God looped through Paul right back to God, didn't it? Everything, my preaching, my studying, my hard work, it's for the glory of God, not for the glory of me. I don't want your glory. I don't want anybody's glory. God will reward me. God will give me reward due me. I don't have to worry about that, do I? And neither do you. We don't have to worry about those things. I'm sorry, I'm trying to hurry. God blesses one so that he can bless another by another and another by another and another by another. We just bless each other. So I have a few means, I help people. You have a few means, you help people. It might be with word of God. It might be by doing them a favor. Your ability to be able to do those things is a gift from God, is a blessing from God, isn't it? Every time you do something for someone else, you're helping someone, but you're also returning the blessings to God. However, as a receptive of God's blessings, we cannot allow them to be used in vain. As Paul said, his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, Paul said. See how much is in there? You just keep looking and looking and looking and digging and digging and digging, and you see so much in there. Second, all things belong to God, even if we feel it's ours. We don't own anything. Nothing's ours. If you don't feel like everything you've received is from God as a blessing, you don't understand. You don't get it. You're doing exactly what we talked about in the introduction. You're overlooking. You're not viewing. Paul, one of the greatest men in the scriptures, I said a while ago, one of the greatest men, certainly one of the two, three great men in the New Testament time, gave God all the glory. Everything about him was glory to God. He gave God a glory for all of it. That's what we do. We don't look at things, well, this is mine and I'm going to keep it. Other people can't have it. How would you feel if your pastor was that way? Well, this is my knowledge. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to read the scriptures, tell you a few jokes like these guys that fill these other pulpits, and we're going to laugh a little bit, and we're going to all feel good, and we're going to all go home. The difference between them is they probably don't know much. So all things belong to God, even if we feel it's ours. God blesses us for a purpose, doesn't he? Have you ever felt like that God blesses you so you can bless him back? To bless others or return the blessings to God, or both. If we work all our life and gain all that we have, if we save for a lifetime to gain that we have, it is still God's gift, isn't it? It is. God has made me what I am. God has made me from a Christian to a husband to a father to a pastor to a friend and other things. I want to share that experience with others, hoping it'll be a blessing to them. And it's God's gifts. We are to return to God and helping others. Listen, just read the scriptures. If you see a brother naked and you don't help him, it's a sin. If you see a widow without and you don't help her, it's a sin. If you see fatherless children and they do without and you don't help, it's a sin. So I don't see it. I don't care how you see it. I don't care how your mind views it. What you see and what you understand doesn't make it true. The word of God is truth and commands, doesn't it? Read James. Just read the whole book. Go home tonight and read the whole book. And if you don't come away with that idea and that thinking, you need to read it again. If you still don't, read it again. And you read it until you see it. If you don't see it, I have a phone. Oh, right there. Right, before, give me a call. I'll show it to you. Go to Philippians chapter 4, if you will. It is the knowledge that we should humble ourselves as believers with. The knowledge of truth should humble us. Everything we understand that God is the supplier of all of our needs. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us how that God gives spiritual gifts. And those spiritual gifts include understanding the Word of God. And you can't just sit, don't ever just sit there and say, well, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't see it. Do you pray? Do you pray for knowledge and wisdom of the Word of God? James also tells that, doesn't he? If you lack wisdom, ask God, who giveth all understanding. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul wrote these words to the church of Philippi, verse 19 and 20. But my God supplies all your needs according to the riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Or Christ Jesus. God does. He supplies all of our blessings. He says in verse 20, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Because he supplies every need. Every good and perfect gift, which is every gift God gives us in life, is from our Father above. This is the way we need to approach life as Christians. We always need to look and say, you know what? Everything in my life is a blessing of God. When I asked you, well, if you can name five things, all you do is name five things that happened in your life this week. It's all a blessing of God, even the bad things. Even missing the airplane was a blessing. It might not have crashed. Something else might have happened. You never know. We don't know. We don't understand. So we give God credit for everything. Bad things are here to teach us, aren't they? Trials, tribulations in life are to teach us and to build our strength in the Lord. Instead of laying down and crying, we say, Lord, what now? Lord, supply me with the understanding so that I can comprehend and tackle situations in my life. Lord, I need much grace in my life so that we can get to that. We are, Matthew chapter 6, we are working with God on this earth, are we not? Our third point is this. Our storehouse is in heaven. God gives us blessings. We are responsible to see and understand the blessings. They all start in the word of truth. This right here is a reason you will understand the blessings in your life. Because God said the blessings. The first one you can look at is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to purpose. Now, who are those people? Every Christian on earth. So everything in your life has a good purpose to it. Even it don't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. And if we fail to see the good in it, we fail to be blessed by it. So we worry about the storehouse on earth. The storehouse is like our bank account here on earth. We build it up, don't we? Just don't look at mine. There's no building there. And I'm sure a lot of people's that way. In fact, a lot of them love to ride bed a lot, but that's life, isn't it? That's our part of life. It's a blessing too. If we had money, what would we do? We'd probably just blow it and forget to go to church or something. If we can't handle something, God's not going to give it to us, right? Makes sense to me. I mean, if my child wanted $10, and I say, well, if I give you $10, you're going to blow it on nothing. I'm not going to give it to you. Because it might not remember the Lord. You need to ask God for it. Our storehouses in heaven is what these blessings are for. So we build our account in heaven. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, lay not lay not for yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in through and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, listen, where your treasure is, there will be your heart be also. Whatever your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. You say, Pastor, I don't know about it. God just said it. Don't matter what you think. Don't matter what you believe. God just said it. So where your heart is, it is bringing glory to God with his blessings. Is it? Is it? Where our heart is it bringing glory to God? How does your storehouse in heaven look? You worry about your bank account here on earth. We look at gratuity bank all the time, see whether or not we have enough money to live this week. Do we look at our bank account in heaven? Do we look at our storehouse to see if there's enough there for us? I can imagine we all know how our bank account is here. How about there? Never think about it. Does it ever cross your mind? Real quickly, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Hope I can finish this. I'm going to try. I got 10 minutes. Are we looking for our judgment? Do you ever think about it? Do you ever think about it? What if Jesus returns today? What if Jesus returns today? Am I ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I ready to see my Lord? My cup runs over with blessings, right? But does my storehouse run over with blessings to God? That's what a storehouse is. It's a blessing to God. It's like the elders sat around the throne of God in heaven, and they continually cast their crowns at the Lord's crowns at the Lord's throne before the Lord. They're blessing to God. God gave them crowns. They earned them. Every one of them earned their crowns. We earn our crowns. We don't earn our salvation, but we do earn our crowns. And one day we're going to get to heaven. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. That's who we are. We're laborers. Listen, folks, it's a partnership with God. He blesses us, we bless him. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another build thereon. I've laid this. Someone else builds on it. Someone else builds on it. This church is that way. The foundation was laid in 1961, and all the pastors have built on that foundation. We are still the same church. We are still the same people because we're Baptist. We're Sovereign Grace, Landmark, Missionary Baptist people. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. You yourself, how are you building on the foundation? Back up to, well, you're in chapter 3, stay there, I'm sorry. When God runs our works through judgment fire, will I be burned up? You ever think about that? Will my works be burned? Will I have no crowns before the Lord? Well, just being there is enough. No, just being there is not enough. When other brothers and sisters in heaven has crowns of righteousness and you have none, you're going to regret not having any. In 1 Corinthians 3:15, he says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire. Not going to lose your salvation, you're going to lose your crowns and rewards. One thing can cause you to lose another one. Lord takes them. He will take every reward crown you have. We have to keep earning them. We have to keep working with them. We have to keep searching the scriptures and find the diamonds, find the blessings. This week when you go through life, look at little things in your life and you know, say, you know, the Lord did that. Thank you, Lord. Lord did that. Thank you, Lord. You got a ticket for speeding? Thank you, Lord. Now I need to slow down. I know I'm wrong. Don't ever say, he gave me a ticket and I didn't. I was only 5 miles an hour with the speed limit. Speed limit 70 means that's a maximum speed. Anything over 70 is breaking the law. That's not how to do with anything. Because anything you do against God's law is breaking the law of God. Same thing. There's no tolerance with God on that. His law. He'll forgive your sins, but it's his law. And he doesn't give you the option to do or not do. He commands that we do them. Matthew chapter 5. We're coming back to 1 Corinthians, but we're going to Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, a lot of people are not going to glorify, but they see you're a Christian. You know, the worst thing I can ever hear from lost people is that person is a Christian. They go to church. And they don't act like it. Therefore, from back to Christian. We're all sinners, aren't we? We all fail. We stump our toe. We might say a bad word. It happens, doesn't it? Something hurts real bad. We may forget a few things and we may cry about it instead of praising God for it. Things happen in our lives like that. But if people can't see us as Christians in our everyday life, we are not following the Word of God.